Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Dev Knight, singer, songwriter, musician, album cover, design my album covers, a lot of them, design my video. I do have a doctoral degree in law, and I'm an artist. I love to express myself. So here is Dev Knight.
Here's my song, I'm Over You. You know, I have remastered it and released it. It's, as an indie artist, you know, indie artist is hard. You know, all the years of struggle with music, it has been very traumatic because of the lack of recognition that I didn't get in dealing with individuals who wanted to undermine it. But still, the rewarding side is, on a professional level, is to write it and to know that I protect it through copyright and publishing. You know, but I'm Over You is been out for the last month or so. So I hope you can consider buying it or at least listen to it on Spotify. It's about a true story because I write from true experiences. That's how I started with my songwriting, is writing from real life experiences. But I'm Over You as a true story, so I hope you like it. Good to dance to. Here it is. It was a lot of, you know, joy to make, to create music, you know. Creating music is, for me, I learned to be spontaneous, and especially for making it in a recording studio. Because my experiences is that I come in with the idea about a song, and then I leave the recording studio with a song totally different from when I started. And that's because I was working with another person. By myself, I have a clear idea, but I learned spontaneity. And, spontaneity means, coming up with a song on the spot, unexpectedly, being making a song just from scratch, which is so fun to do. But in the professional league, that was extremely important because if I go, you know, I used to go on stage too with bands in the past for several years or by myself, go to Hollywood and sing on stage. And, I even took a bus. I took a buses over there to a little club on Sunset. And, I was about to sing. I got it set up so I can be seen by people to be seen. And sometimes, I could go off. I forget the words. So it's my name. I just make up a whole bunch of words on the spot while I'm singing. Or, with bands, we start off with something totally one way. And then I'm like, okay, let me do it a different way. And sing something different or change the music right then and there. And that's important to play something from scratch right on the spot because we never know who was watching us because we were trying to get people in the industry to look at us. Unfortunately, it was ill-fated because the bands broke up and because, I went and sung, and no one gave a damn about my singing, and no one gave a damn about my songwriting. And I got so tired of this for so many years going out and singing and singing and singing. But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it, but I got tired of struggling, not getting nowhere, having a crowd, a big crowd, or not getting with the major labels. So the only way that I could do it is to, try to contact a major label or work with people in that way. But on a stage, I was always on there. Sometimes I was wearing glitter with a band, but then other times I was just, I remember I used to wear those checkered jackets, like in the Seattle grunge jacket, a blue checkered jacket, I remember. And then, I wore my street clothes all black, go on stage and wear black jackets and wore jogging pants, black clothes, and just go on stage and be ready to sing. So it was great to do. So that song is out, and I'm over you. The lyrics, I do have like the lyrics out to the original version to "I'm Over You," and again, the song is about meeting, being with somebody directly, someone that I fell for who was not the right person for me, and a realization that if I find the right person, that person will love me back just like I would love them back. Meaning love is a two-way street, not one-way street. If the right person is meant for me or whatever, I learned that I would love them back and they would love me back. It's not like, love does not hurt, and love is not stalking. Love is not harassment. Love is where you meet somebody directly and you get together. Love, if somebody's meant to be in love with you, you're not going to, follow them around 20 years and expect them to be with you. I mean, that's insane. I say that because I did a podcast and I told the truth about somebody who was in love with me, follow me around, and I never was attracted to them or don't know them. So that's not love. That's a criminal. But love, what I'm referring to is I actually was with somebody, and we didn't fall. They were not in love with me. Okay, he was not in love with me, but I was in love with him. So I'll leave it there. Okay, so I hope that I find the right person. That's the truth, and leave it there. I mean, if someone don't love us, or which I learned, we have to move on. There are other fish in the sea. There are other individuals. That's all I need to say. But "I'm Over You" is like being over a bad relationship. And then when I realized it years later, I was like, why was I even upset about not being with that person? I was glad that it was over, because that person is not someone I could be with, because that person was troubled. That person was drinking too much and so on. So I'm like, I don't want to be with, I couldn't be with someone who was an alcoholic or a drug addict. Well, anyway, that's all I need to say on that topic. If I fall in love, I have to be with someone who's healthy. Health is important. But most importantly, if I love myself, I have to love myself before I can love anyone else. So I have to love myself first. Then I can love someone else. And if the right person is right for me, they'll love me for who I am, not for what I have or what I don't have, not for superficial things. And they're not going to hurt me. But it's going to be consensual. It takes two. Not one. We cannot, I learned I cannot make someone else love me if they don't. I hope you enjoyed that song, "I'm Over You." If you love to dance, please listen to it. If you have any questions about the song itself, who wrote it, you can contact me at DubNeesLove22, Twitter, or DubNeesLove22@yahoo.com, because I wrote the song. It is on my publishing. It's on my copyright. That is the honest truth. I don't want to talk about that no more, but please consider listening to it. Good day, good night from Dove Night.